to the CS Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. Ain't y'all just tired of grown folks over sexualizing a child? Stop that shit. So I'm gonna dish it out with something I like to call "Don't Fuck My Mentality." Your mental capacity is tainted. We pass down disassociated objectives spewed out of people already taken advantage of. Teaching out of unhealed wounds, projecting out generational curses instead of healed hearts. Tell me why we project on our own girls about simplest things like, don't wear those hoop earrings. Your blue jeans are causing these boys to sin, yet we don't police the male ego to tame enough to not go on the hunt for pubescent girls. Overly conscious, our girls become insecure of their nature and never knowing how to nurture themselves because they are taught that their existence is a dark hole men fall in, trying to fast forward the growth of a child. Through observation, we teach our boys to catcall the child, but to call them a bitch if they reject the advances. Our girls, often defined by genetics they cannot control, so we make them fear it. The curiosity of the underage is often beat into submission, always projecting the blaxploitation era, often calling the girl fast. HIT, hoe in training. But never understanding that that child was searching to learn, not act. See, we made her afraid of that. Toxic waste is the mindset of a man that tells a child, ooh, I see you filling out in all the right places. Never understanding the repercussions of his actions is catastrophic. He stalks the child for one day she might be ready to swallow his poison, then be convicted of luring the male into a trap she never knew was created. Yet the mindset is unraveling in chaos, never knowing how to be a lady, always teaching out of negative images, not shaken. When do we ever learn? Girl. A teenage girl lying in fetal position, pain makes her curse ease existence, so she searches for the cover-up. Looking for contraceptives to ease the pain, she's beaten past recognition and accused of fucking. Sucking in back seats for curiosity, the intentions were never sex to a virgin. Black girl, gradually growing the midsection for hormones, bouts the adipose outward like do or die for street MMA. Targeted for a child she never carried, body only used to prepubescent life. Eyes not open to emotional red flags, so it becomes normal to look for men that crowd the audience and whines in fear of silence because silence means you ain't got it. Dropped off from many hands that grope you for aggression, the obsession to gain control of the naive mind. Danger is the parent trying to pour from an empty well. The shell of my mother gave us her pain but grew to heal the earthquake before it shook the volcano to erupt. In a time we are living simultaneously with a parent who lived through projections and projected in survival mode, and life we rise to become backup generators for hospitals. Healing the living generation's mentality, deceived is the clergy who cannot bridle their tongues. They preach behind pulpits and spread the legs of children who never ask to be shackled between church and state. Hiding children like mistresses yet evacuating the evidence because adultery is no commandment that skips punishment. I'd rather have been pulled out than to sexualize the child. Injected or the falsehood of security given to minds not yet developed because the projector doesn't show movies but real life navigations where dreams don't run to wake you. They take you into storm drains releasing balloons for your pain. They take you up lighthouses until their darkness falls, directing the child into woods of wrong turns where the fetuses has multiple ties to the mother. You tell us that's how the world is. While Cocomelon onesies are seen as easy access to a child who just arrived 2 years ago, yet ask the Lord to take her back. The repetition of self-exploitation, jump merry-go-rounds because we trusted the bridge to hold steady the entrance to two pathways, not realizing the toll goes up for the passage of larger boats. See, the bridge is split open to let what would have broken it go under it and still keep form. The frailties of the hypersexualized mind chose not to let the bridge open, often getting rammed by what broke us due to failure to rise above. When the bridge breaks, we often go on mental speed chases, trying to see if we can long jump the bridge that's broken. Even Gorilla Glue couldn't fix it. Oftentimes, we jump broken pieces of self, giving silent treatment to confiscated humans that we're trying to teach you and grow to. When was sandpaper ever there to scar you? We close the mouths of curious George, commanded never to explore like Dora. Guilty is the parents that cracked the whips on the backs of those who never intended to fuck. Lies crawls out the mouths of those who claim to beat the devil out. What devil are you longing to release? The one you thought you saw in them, or the one living in your reflections? Gone is the pacifier we hang on to, because we cannot detach the ways we were used to. Blurred are the lines between truth and lessons, because we cannot segregate our parents raising us in survival and the mental incarceration we convict ourselves to. So we grow up, have kids, and we teach out of bone dry wells, because it was our comfort zone. Subjected is the child who stares in a mirror and cannot rehearse positive affirmations, because they lack the knowledge to blueprints that should have been taught by the teacher, but they themselves could not understand. Lonely are the hands that swing by the sides, pacing in crowded spaces because the family was unfamiliar. Dirty are the laps we run from, because sitting on dicks condition us to stroke the ego way too young. If your child says no, don't force it. See, we bribe the child of toys and candy to grow the child that wasn't ready. A child isn't free until secure in society freely. Train a child in the way it should go, and as it grows, it shall not depart from it. See, we branded the chest walls and took our subconscious in a different route. A letter to the adults that tried to grow the child too soon. Don't fuck my mentality. Thanks for tuning in to the CS Cap. Hey, did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time, because you don't wanna miss this.